The path to God begins when you declare through confession that you will end your sinful ways and repent. It's then when you are filled with the Holy Spirit who will be your teacher and your guide. Now, many fail to understand that when you sadden the Holy Spirit through your missteps, that's why you feel sad, since the Holy Spirit has become an engraved part of you. Therefore, the Holy Spirit is joyful when you're walking God's word. It is one of faith and obedience, which is why you will feel joyful as well. We're obligated as Christians to always give our best to the Holy Spirit. As Jesus teaches in Matthew chapter 12, verse 32, anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. First way to make the Holy Spirit joyful is to immerse yourself in God's word. The word is what creates your connection with the Holy Trinity of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. This is what we read in John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 6 and 7 reveals the strength and the value of God's Word. Reading here, for the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. When we turn to Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5, we also find this. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. Jesus teaches the importance of not just reading, but growing an understanding of God's word. We see this in Matthew chapter 13, verse 19. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. You know, maybe using the word studying when it comes to the Word of God is limiting in a way. Paul in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, describes how growth comes this way. So when faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. James in James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25, also explains one of the many ways the study of God's Word creates an empowering call to us. But be doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror, for he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he is. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. So, with all that being declared, all that being factual, all that being faithful, what's next for you as a new believer? Right, a Bible. Ah, that's when we lose so many. Go into a bookstore, online book dealer, Google Play Store, look up Bible. Yes, the results are many, are they not? So which translation should I get? King James, New King James, New Living Translation, the list goes on. Have an idea, try this first. Go to BibleGateway.com. And at the top of the page, you'll see a search engine. Do a search for any chapter of the Bible, and several verses give you a sizable amount of God's Word to work with here. And next to the search box, you'll see a drop-down menu. You'll have a variety of translations of the Bible that Bible Gateway makes available. Now, don't let that intimidate you. Click through those versions until you find the one that brings you the best understanding of that chapter and verses that you did the search for. Aha, that's the translation of the Bible you get the book, the download, or the app for. And as you do this, commit Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to your heart, mind, and soul. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding.